Learning chapter 32 of Shir Dalet of the Nefesh HaChaim, and what we mentioned up to now, that the upper root of the Holy Torah is the highest of all worlds. Now, all corrections come from the Torah. Now, that's basically the way to repair everything, like the verse in Tehillim, Torah Hashem Tmima, Meshivas Nofesh. The Torah of Hashem is perfect, and it corrects the soul, it settles the soul, it allows the soul to be in its proper place. And also we've got other teachings that the Torah helps us to make all sorts of corrections. So where we're up to now, in the middle of chapter 32, the quote of the sages that reads as follows, K'maimrim Chazal, like our sages teach in Kedushin, Lamed Omid Beis, page 30b, it says there, on the word in the Torah, the Torah says, Samtim. We say in the Shema, Samtim is Tvar Eli Alavavchim. And there the Torah, it says in the Shema that we should put these words on our hearts, which is referring to the Torah. And the phrase used by the Torah is Samtim, which our sages interpret to mean Samtam, a perfect potion. So from here we learn that the Torah is compared to a life potion. If a person needs to live, is not well, if he's weak, so there, a life potion would be able to restore him to life. And the analogy of the sages is an analogy to a man, Moshe Adam Shehikas Benoi Maka Gedoila, an analogy of a man who hit his son very greatly, a great bruise. He'd made a great wound in his son. And he put a bandage on the wound. And he said to my son, as long as this bandage is on the wound, you can eat whatever you want, whatever you like, you can drink whatever you want. You don't have to be scared that the wound will become infected. However, if you remove that bandage, it's going to become infected, and therefore it'll kill you. So therefore the idea here is that the Torah itself is the bandage which allows us to, it actually allows us to enjoy this world. Now, once we're living in this world with the right perspective, with the right outlook, we can actually enjoy this world because we know how to use the world in the right way and it doesn't damage us. But that's specifically if we have Torah living to direct us into how to live our lives. So in the same way as that analogy, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Bonai Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. Hashem said, I created an evil inclination, and that's the wound. Hashem wounded us by giving us evil inclination, which leads us to do stupid things with our lives. It leads us to do crazy things. It leads us to actually hurt ourselves. However, together with the evil inclination, which is so destructive and so harming, Hashem also gave us the Torah as a medication, as a remedy. And if I remember correctly, I think Rav Elio Lopin also says that the Torah is called a spice. So for instance, if you cook a dish, but you put no spices in, you put no salt in, so that the whole dish is impossible to eat. It has no taste. However, the Torah adds taste to life. In other words, the Torah puts the life into the right perspective, and then we can live life as we should live life. And that's what it says here. He goes on to say, "Im atem oiskim b'Torah, ein atem nimsarim b'yodo." If you will engage in Torah, you will not be delivered into His hands, as the verse says, "Shenema im haloim teitiv seis." Hashem said to Cain, when Cain was angry, was upset with his brother. So therefore Hashem said, look, if you improve your ways, you can always make improvements. A person can always correct that which has gone wrong. We can always make corrections. We've always got the option. Even if we've sinned, even if we've done terrible avaras, we can always correct the past. So to speak, the Torah allows us to move back into the past and correct previous mistakes. And that's by improving ourselves, by committing ourselves to improving our lifestyle in the future, then we correct the past. But the condition is that we are engaged in Torah, and if we don't engage in Torah, then we become the victim of the Yetzer Hara, and he can destroy us. Like the verse says, it says, Hashem said to Cain, at the doorway sin is crouching. In other words, so to speak, as a person moves out of his house, as he goes out into the outside world to live his life, so sin is crouching there and it's ready to pounce on him and to take over his life. So therefore we have to have Torah to protect us from these mistakes. Just like our sages explain, Bisalecha Tanche Oischo is a verse in Mishlei that says, in your walking, it'll accompany you. The Torah actually becomes it becomes someone who accompanies us. He walks along with us. So it says the Torah walks with us, Be'olam Hazeh, in this world. Obemlishe Rabsa. This verse is expanded in the Midrash. The Mishlei Rabsa is the Midrash on Mishlei. It says, Ashe Odom Shekona Lo Torah. There the Midrash says, fortunate is the person who acquired Torah. Lama, why? Shehi mishamro oisem ideichro, because Torah protects him from going on an evil way. Tichsiv, like the Pasuk says, bisalechcho tanche oischo, like we quoted before, in your going, it'll accompany you, it'll walk along with you. V'chein hu b'vikra rabba, also in the Midrash Rabba, in Vayikra it says, kihi miyasheris mechavenis es liboi. The same idea is said over there, and the idea is because it straightens our hearts and it directs our hearts. Our hearts are our desires. So if we're desiring the right type of thing, we're desiring to live our lives the right way, and we have that desire and we're focused on that desire, on the right desire, so then it corrects everything. Ad asher yehei levovo shalom ilukav, that his heart is whole with Hashem. That is, he's desiring in his life what Hashem wants for him. So we said here, the Midrash says that if the message of the Midrash is that if a person will direct his heart, that his heart will be whole with Hashem, and he'll be faithful, he'll trustworthy to Hashem. La'avdo yisbar p'chol levovo b'shnei yitzrov, and then he'll be able to serve Hashem with both of his yetzaras. Now, it's the yetzahara, these both of his yetzas, both of his inclinations, and that is because the yetzahara is basically interested in this physical world, the physical world, the pleasures of the physical world. That are what can kill a person. But if a person can direct that his pleasures in this physical world, he directs it for the service of Hashem. In other words, the food that we eat helps us to serve Hashem and brings us closer to Hashem. The joy we get from eating also brings us closer to Hashem. We can actually use our pleasures of this world towards the service of Hashem. And then we're using both of our yetzes, our yetzahara and our yetzatov, for the service of Hashem. Moshe Amar Bepe Kamed the Chagiga Divrei Chachamim Kedarboinus. It says the words of the sages are like nails. Lama nimshul divrei Torah l'darban. Why are the words of Torah compared to a nail? So ma darban ze mechaven es apar l'talmeho. It just like this nail directs the cow onto its furrow. So this nail is not a small nail that we stick in a wolf to hang up a picture. It's like one of these huge, massive nails that is part of the plowing. It's part of the plow. So when you need to plow a furrow in the ground, you stick this nail into the ground. Maybe there's a better word for nail. But you stick this peg, whatever it is, this iron peg, into the ground, and the cow pulls the peg along, and that's what creates the furrow. So the Torah is considered to be like one of those iron pegs. Just like a peg creates furrows, so the same thing the Torah, right? So this the same thing the Torah does, the same effect. What's the analogy? It says as follows, Ma darben ze mechaven es apar l'islameho, just like this iron peg directs the cow to make straight furrows, l'havi chaim l'ulam, to bring food, life to the world, because the furrow allows us to plant seed, and the seed it grows into food that we can eat and we can live. So therefore it comes out that this iron peg is actually bringing life into the world, because it's directing the cow how to make the proper furrows so that we can have food to eat. So similarly, after divrei Torah mechavnim lev loimdehim, similarly the words of Torah direct the hearts of those who learn Torah from midache misa ledake chaim, from the way of death to the way of life. V'chein amru b'midbar rabba, and similarly it says in the b'midbar rabba, parsha yudalid b'tanchuma, parshas baluischo, that it's specifically just like the nail that makes the furrow, that brings the food. That's the Torah that brings life into this world. If we live our lives with the right direction, with the right purpose, so then we can live successfully and we can prosper. We can receive Hashem's blessings. There is no other remedy. There is no other correction to the world. The only way to live our lives is with the Torah lifestyle. And only that can save us. To save a person from the trap of the inclination, of the evil inclination, which wants him to get lost in this world. He wants him to get lost in this world and to be only looking to this world, which is the greatest disaster of all. Asher Poirish Raglav Tomid. That the Yetzer spreads this net at our feet to catch us in this net, that we should stumble and we should become its victim. Lakdo ulhapilo, to trap him and to cause him to stumble at Sheol Tachtis, until he falls into the deepest of depths, into the Gehenim itself, into the depths of Gehenim. La miso, misas oilam chas v'sholem, and to kill him forever. Because you know that the physical world also is something that's only temporary. It's not something that's actually, it doesn't have an eternal aspect to it. Something that's temporary. And it's basically all directed towards death. Everything in this world eventually dies. If you've got fruit, vegetable, it rots. If you've got furniture, it eventually falls apart. Even a house falls apart eventually. So therefore, if a person only lives for this world, so then he's going to die for eternity. So El Al Yedei Esig HaTorah HaKadosha, and the only remedy would be specifically when we engage in the Holy Torah, then we link ourselves, we connect ourselves to the upper worlds, to the heavens. Asher az nikra ish chai, then the person is called alive, he's a living person. Shu dovuk al yodo bechelko bechai ulam hamitis. Because specifically through his Torah, he clings to his share in the world of truth. Moshe Kosov, as the verse says, gihi chayecho, it is your life. It says about the Torah that it is your life. V'amu chazal, also our sages say, gemoyin avodizora, maidich siv, tasi odom kidge hayam. A person like the fish in the sea, which is a verse from Habakkuk. Madagim shebiyam. So the Gemara learns like this. Just like the fish in the sea. Kevin shepoisi minayam. The minute they leave from the sea. If a fish is taken out of the water, miyad mesim. Immediately it dies. If you take a fish out of the water, then it dies immediately. Af mne odom. Similarly, people. Kevin shepoisi minatira. Once people leave Torah, once we leave Torah living, Torah thinking, Torah lifestyle, miyad meisim, immediately we die. V'chein eshiva Rebbe Kiva lepapus. And that's what Rebbe Kiva said to Papus. We know Rebbe Kiva was imprisoned by the Romans for studying Torah, for learning, teaching Torah. And Papus was asking him, you know, why were you endangering your life? So Rebbe Kiva said to him, Mabim koim chi useinu kach. If in the place of our lifestyle that's like this, that our lives are in danger. In other words, when we're learning Torah, nevertheless, our lives are in danger. And that was the Romans who wanted to forbid the Jews from learning Torah. So if we, when we are learning Torah, nevertheless we're in danger, etc. He went on to say that if we're not learning Torah, if we're going to actually stop learning Torah, then we're actually helping our enemies, because then for sure we're going to die, just like we said with a fish that's pulled out of the sea, so he dies. Also says in the Zohar, Sof Parsha Shmini, we'll skip to the square brackets, Umad Dogim, Mad Gasayam. Says the Zohar there, that just like the fish of the sea, chiyusam b'mayim, their life force comes from the water. Af talmidei chachomim b'alei mishnah. Similarly, the Torah scholars, those who study the oral Torah, chiyusam b'Torah, their life line, their life blood, their life strength comes from the Torah. V'minifrodi min haTorah, and if they will separate from Torah, miyad meisim, immediately they will die. And that's what it says also in the Tanchuma. It says, Ki chaim heim lemoitzehim, it's life to those who will discover it. Ki mi shemoitze divrei Torah chaim hu moitze, someone who finds words of Torah, he discovers words of Torah, as he's able to connect with the words of Torah, it makes it part of his life, so he finds life for himself. L'chei ne'ma ki chaim heim lemoitzehim, that's why it says they are life to those who find it. And the Zohar Parshas Lech Lecha, skip down to the square brackets, it says as follows, Ashrei chelkam shel Yisrael, fortunate is the share of Israel, that the Torah teaches them the ways of Hashem. Now, the Hashem's ways of doing things. Vadai, certainly, that's the ways of Hashem are the ways of eternal life. That's the ways of Hashem is life. So the ways of Hashem, the Torah is what teaches us the ways of Hashem, and certainly that's for our benefit. Kosov, the Torah is Hashem Tmima, like the verse says, the Torah of Hashem is perfect, it's perfection. Asher chelko shel mi she'osek b'Torah. Fortunate is the share of one who engages in Torah. Ve'eino nifrad mimena. He never separates from it. Ki kol mi she'nifrad mi'Torah. So anyone who separates from the Torah, afilu sha'achas, even for a single moment, ukamo she'nifrad mi'chaya olam. It's like a person who separates from the life of this world. She'kosu, in other words, he separates from eternity. So if you separate from the Torah, we separate from eternity. Shekosev kehu chayecha, because it says about the Torah that the Torah is our life. It is our life. Of it's our length of days, which means eternity, and years of life, that we're able to live, and we're able to live like our soul, our personality lives on beyond our body. We are able to live on specifically through the merit of the Torah. And another quote again from the Zohar, down to the square brackets, Asher chelkam shel Yisrael, fortunate is the portion of Israel, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu rotzo behem, Hashem desires them. Hashem desires the Jewish people. V'nosen lehem teres emes, and He gave them the Torah of life, Eitz Chaim. He gave them a tree of life, Sheboi Oiches Odom, that if a person holds onto the tree of life, V'yoresh Chaim Bo'ilam Azeh, V'chaim Lo'ilam Abo. If we hold onto the tree of life, we merit, we inherit life in this world and life in the world to come. Shekol Misha Mishtadl B'Torah, anyone who exerts himself in Torah, he holds on to the Torah, Yesh L'chaim. He has life, he is alive. He's holding on to life. Anyone who walks away from the words of Torah, he abandons the words of Torah. He separates from the Torah. It's like he's walking away from life. He's disconnecting. You can imagine someone on a heart lung machine, right? They're plugged in, right? They just pull the plug out. Can you imagine someone who pulls out the plug? So therefore, that is to separate from Torah, is to be disconnected from life. Because it is life, and all of its matters are matters of life. It's what gives us life. Next chapter, Perik Lamed Gimel, chapter 33. And for this reason, we have been commanded with an awesome, with a frightening warning, from Hashem's own mouth. And as this is written in the Torah, we have a frightening warning as follows. Lo yamush sefer Torah zeh mipicha. Let the safe, this work of Torah, let this book of the Torah never be removed from your mouth. You need to be thinking it over. You need to be mulling it over. Day and night we have to be thinking over. And just like we think over, what's the best way to benefit myself? What's the best way to help myself to get everything that I need? That's we have to understand. That's the Torah. The Torah is actually what helps us to get whatever will benefit us, which will prosper us. So we have to be thinking about Torah and about thinking Torah living. It's the Torah lifestyle that we have to be thinking about, enhancing, trying to live our lives better than we were doing it yesterday, better than we were doing it last week or last year. We've got to look to improve our way of life all the time. And here's another quote from the Zohar in the square brackets. Come and see how powerful is this power of the Torah, and how elevated it is. How much it's higher than everything else. It's much, much higher. It's because everything else is underneath it. Everything falls underneath the rule of the Torah. And for this reason, a person must engage in Torah day and night, and never remove himself from it. That's what the verse says. You should toil in it. You should think it over day and night. Says the Zohar, if a person does remove himself from the Torah, or he moves away from the Torah, it's like he is removing himself from the tree of life. Another source, this is from the teachings of Eliyahu Novi, said Eliyahu Zuta, chapter 13, a person should exert himself in words of Torah, shedivrei Torah hei meshulim belechem, because the words of Torah are compared to bread and water. Now, who can live without bread and water? So the words of Torah are like bread and water. L'lamdecha, to teach you, that just as like it's impossible for a person to live without bread and without water, so too it's impossible for a person to live without Torah, without Torah thoughts, Torah thinking, Torah living. As it says, this book of the Torah should never remove yourself from it. Should never be removed from your mouth. It has to be in our mouths. It has to be our discussion. It has to be our thoughts. The Tanchuma also says, the pasuk of Hayom Shemoyah, like in the second paragraph of Shema that we say every day, twice every day, Parshas Hazino, Midrash Tehillim. That we have to hang on to the Torah. Right, the Torah is our lifeblood, it's our life strength. Ve'omer kosev. And another verse says, this is from Mishlei chapter 3, Eitz Chaim hi lemachazikim bo, it's a tree of life for those who hold onto it. He tzorich adam likavoya belibo, a person has to fix in his heart. Ve'yidame bedaitoi, and he should understand with his thoughts. Ki ilu haya tovea benachal shoitev, if he was drowning in a rushing river, a person is in a river that's rushing, it's flowing very strongly, and he's drowning, he can't swim, he can't even though he knows how to swim, the river is too powerful, the current is too fast, and he's drowning. V'roi lefonav, this person who's mamish being washed away by the river, he's drowning, v'roi lefonav benar ilan chazak, and all of a sudden, he sees along the riverbank, he sees a very strong tree, with branches. The branches are there for him to grab onto. The branches are within his reach. Vada yam etz koyach, so certainly he'll make a special effort, this aches, to take hold of it. With his dabik atzmoy boy, and to attach himself to this tree, bekol koyach, with all of his strength. This is it. If he doesn't, this is his opportunity. He has the branch hanging over the ocean, over the river. He doesn't know if he's going to get another opportunity. If he grabs onto the branch and holds onto it, no matter how strong the current, if he hangs onto it with all of his strength, so then he's going to be saved. He won't slacken his hands from it even for a single moment. Since it's dependent on this branch, he's totally dependent on this branch, whether he's going to live or die. Who's the fool who doesn't understand this? And that's the Torah. The Torah is this branch that we have to hang onto. It's a tree of life when we hang onto it. If a person will be lazy, even for a moment, and his hand will be slack, from hanging onto the Torah, immediately he will drown. In the same way, the Torah is called a tree of life. Ilona de Chaya. It is the tree of life in Aramaic. Ilona de Chaya, the tree of life. Shirak oisei ha'eis. It's only when a person is holding on to its love. The Torah is actually a love. So we have to hang on to the love of Torah, because it has a love for us. But we can't separate ourselves from those that we love. We have to be in connection with them. We have to connect ourselves to those who love us. The Torah actually loves us. So if we connect ourselves to the love of the Torah, and engages in the Torah, and he thinks about it, he works on it in a fixed way, like the sages say, you should have fixed times. And the minimum is to have fixed times for learning Torah. Even though you're busy and you have many things to do, you have to make sure to have fixed times. These fixed times are given to Torah study. Azuchai, achai, mamiti, madyoni. Such a person will live a true and elevated life. He will live a true life and eternal life. Koshu v'dovu kaviyocha v'chai lomim, tied and attached, so to speak, to the source of life. May his name be blessed. The source of life is Hashem himself. The Kud Shebrichu v'Reis Echad, for Hashem and his Torah are one. They are one and the same. To be clinging to the Torah is to cling to Hashem. V'im chas v'sholim yaznir talmud ha'if. If a person will be slack, he will forget about his learning. U'poyrish mikvius ha'esik bo. And he separates himself. He leaves off from being fixed, being involved in Torah in a fixed way. He leaves off from his schedule. He doesn't keep to his schedule, to his timetable anymore, and he just sort of forgets about it. Last week, Bahavle Ulam, and instead he engages in the nonsense of this world, in the vanities of this world. He starts pursuing the vanities of this world. So then the pleasures of Hanusov, the vanities of the world, the pleasures of this world, he starts engaging. He needs to taste this type of food. He needs to taste that type of food. He needs to buy this type of luxury item or that type of item. So therefore, nifsak. So therefore, by engaging in the physical world, so he's disconnecting. You can't do two things at once. So therefore, by engaging in the physical world, who nifsak v'nichas, immediately he is detached and he's cut off. He disconnects himself. He unplugs himself from upper life. And he allows himself to drown in the treacherous waters. Rahman al-Slan, Hashem should save us. And here's another source from the Torah, Bezoya v'yetzek ufnun beiz. Let's go down to the square brackets. Ashrehem Yisrael. Fortunate are the Jewish people. Shakodesh Boko nosen lev teres emes. Then Hashem has given us the Torah of truth. Lasek bo yoim v'loilo. To be engaged in it day and night. Kikol misho isek v'tera. Anyone who's engaging in Torah, yeshle cherus. He is free. What's he free? We call Dovi. He's free from all obstacles, all negative things. He becomes free. He becomes exempt from all types of negative forces. Cherus min amovis. He's free of death. She'ena yochol ish loytelav. That death is not able to take hold of him, to take control of him. Ki kol misha oisek b'teyo nisachiz boy. Anyone's engaged in Torah and he's holding onto the Torah. He's grasping tightly to the Torah and he's holding onto the Eitz Chaim, the tree of life. If he's going to slacken himself, he's going to let go of the tree of life. Then there's the tree of death, and there's another tree. If we don't take hold of the tree of life, there's another tree, a tree of death. It's ready to catch us. It's ready to take us, to absorb us. That's what the verse says. If a person will be slack, so then he will lose his hold on the Torah, and he'll be lost. He can be lost to this world. And how important it is for a person to fix this matter, this awesome matter, and that's just to plunge it into his, like a knife, you plunge a heart into your, if a person plunges a knife into his heart, so that's litkur, this idea has to be planted, it has to be stabbed into our consciousness, it has to be fixed in our consciousness, this idea, this awesome idea, Zeinian Hanoira. This awesome idea, this frightening idea, b'machshavas liboi baltimot, has to be fixed in the thoughts of our heart, that it should never depart from there. Shekol ha'odom, shekol ha'odom v'chayav hu rak oiso ha'es, that the entirety of a person and his life is only that moment shudovuk b'toyin. That's when we're alive. We're alive when we're engaging in toy. Otherwise we're not alive. It's like a person who's sleeping. A person goes to sleep. He's got all of his capabilities. He's a strong person. He's an intelligent person. He's a capable person. But right now he's sleeping. So as long as he's sleeping, he's as good as a log. He's dead to the world. So he's actually not active. So in a sense, he's got the potential of being active. He's got the potential of doing great things. But right now he's sleeping. So therefore, his worth is only his potential. But right now it's as if he's dead. So the same thing. If we are engaged in Torah, then we're alive. And if we disengage from the Torah, it's like we're dead at that moment. It's like we're sleeping, but we're actually not taking advantage of this connection and securing this connection to eternity. Rak oisa eishu dovuk b'teira kadosh. Only at the time that a person clings to the Holy Torah is when he's alive. Kushimasalek upoirish atzma yemen. When a person removes himself and separates himself from the Torah, lasek benoyoi shalzea ulam, to engage himself in the beauties, in the distractions of this physical world. He calls it the world of darkness. Right, the pleasures of this dark world. It's a dark world because it's an illusion. It's just a dream. Then he becomes the slave of his evil inclination. So what's he alive for? He's in a trap. He's not alive anymore. He's in the grasp of the Yetzer Hara. So therefore he's lost his connection to true life. Kikvah nitba mamayim is doing, he's already drowning in these treacherous waters. Rahman Letzlan, Hashem should save us. And he's drowning in the depths of the very evil depths. The very evil depths are going to suck us down and going to destroy us and kill us. And therefore, if he's disengaged from Torah, he's like he's dead. It's like he's literally dead. While he's still in this world, it's like he's dead. Going from pressing situation, pressing, he goes down. He keeps going down from one situation where he's being pushed away from Hashem to another situation, he's being pushed away from Hashem. He's being pushed further and further from Hashem. Tzalmavis, into the shadow of death. Right? He doesn't have the storim. He's not learning Torah, and he doesn't know that he's paying for this. He's paying for these distractions with his life. He's paying with his life. And that's why the Torah itself, it's the teachings of the Torah, tell us, the choiti choimes nafshei. One who sins against me is destroying himself. He's actually hurting himself, damaging himself. That's a verse from Mishlei, and Kamosha Kosov, as also says in the Chumash, Yisham lecho ushmo nafshecha mo'oid. Guard yourself, and guard yourself, especially guard your soul, especially well. Take special protection of your soul, kid. Pentishka chesadvorim, lest you forget these words, that you let go of these words. Kamaimu Chazal, like the teaching of our sages, the Gemara in Menachah says, Moshel Adam Shemosa Tzipoi Droi L'Avdoi. The analogy is to a man who had a wild bird, and he asked his servant to take care of this wild bird. He had this wild bird that the master wanted very much, and he gave it to his slave. He said, take care of this bird. Amaleka medume ata she'im ata ma'abdom isa ani noitel mimcho. So he warned his servant, do you think if you're not going to take proper care of this bird and it flies away, so you might think I'm going to take away from you a few pennies. I'm just going to take away from you a small amount of money to pay for the bird. That's not true. Nishmoscha ani noitel mimcho. This bird that I'm giving you to look after is your soul you're looking after. It's not just a bird. It's not just a wild bird. It's your soul. And I was hang on to your soul. And this is the way we have to hang on to our soul. I.e. with looking after. We've got to protect our soul. And that's with learning of Torah. Okay. Yadua maimu chazal like our sages teach. Al zeh b'dvorim rabba, the midrash in Dvorim, beginning of chapter 4. She'ama kodesh bochu l'odam. You know that Hashem said to Adam, Hashem said when he created the first man, he said to him, Neri biyodcho, my lamp is in your hands. V'neircho biyodi, and your lamp is in my hands. You're holding on to my lamp, which is your neshama, and I'm holding on to your lamp, which is your life. Im shamatas neri, if you take care of my lamp. As we have a holy soul in ourselves, and this holy soul is be given to us by Hashem to take care of it and to fill it up with life, to fill it up with joy, to fill it up with anticipation of greatness, to Hashem's greatness, Hashem's glory, to know Hashem. So that's the soul we have, which we can be filled up with the knowledge of Hashem. That's Hashem's lamp. That's our soul that's entrusted to us, that we have to fill it up with Torah. If we take care of the neshama Hashem gives into our trust, and we look after it properly, and we fill it up with Torah, so then ani meshames neircha, then I will take care of your lamp, which is your life force. If you're not going to take care of my lamp, ein sham, that's the midrash goes on over there, then I'm not going to take care of your lamp. In other words, we have an agreement with Hashem. Hashem wants us to fill our souls with Torah, and then if we'll do that, He'll continue to give us life. And if we cease to fill our souls with Torah, so then He says, well, what I need to, then just give it back to me, and it doesn't need to be in your hands anymore. If you're using it the way I want you to use it, then you can keep it. But if you're not using it the way I want you to use it, then give it back. The same idea comes up in the Midrash Tanchuma, and Parshas Tiso, or Midrash Tehillim, Mizmor Zayin. And that's the end of chapter 33.